Further, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again, and it is a safeguard for you. Watch out for those dogs, those evildoers, those mutilators of the flesh. For it is we who are the circumcision, we who serve Christ.
Now it's as if Paul has never sinned, and it's as if he's always obeyed. Paul thinks about the fact that he's a forgiven sinner and a favoured son. He doesn't deserve that status. He can't earn that status. He's been given a gift, and it's been paid for by Jesus. It's the same for anybody who believes in Christ. If you're not a Christian here this morning, please understand this. Christianity is not about what we do. It's about what Jesus has already done. And Christianity is not about duty. It's about delight. Paul says it's about rejoicing in the Lord, the one who came to save us, and the one who continues to sanctify us. That's what verse 10 is about, this word sanctification, another Bible word. God is at work to make his people like Christ. Paul wants to know Christ and the power of his resurrection, this power that will help him endure and that will help him battle sin and that will help him live for Christ. Paul says, I want to become like Christ, even in his suffering and death. Paul knows that in the darkness of his cell, God is at work to make him more like his son. He enjoys thinking about that, the power of the resurrection at work in his life. Same for us. In the darkness of our circumstances, whatever they may be, if you're a Christian, God's promise is, I am at work, slowly but surely, sanctifying you, making you more like Jesus. And he says to you this morning, one day that work will be complete, and you will know the resurrection, you will be gloriously raised. When Paul takes the time to think these sort of things through, to mull them over and to muse on them, to imagine and visualize that future day. He doesn't worry about getting his hands on more possessions. He knows that Jesus Christ is infinitely more precious. He doesn't worry about getting his hands on more money. Jesus Christ is his real treasure. Jesus equals joy. He says, rejoice, not in money, not in possessions. Rejoice in the Lord. Imagine somebody you know has just arrived home from a holiday of a lifetime, an all-expenses-paid trip to the Great Barrier Reef. There was the opportunity to discover an underwater world like nowhere else on the planet, to cruise on the calm blue waters, to snorkel and to scuba dive. Imagine your friend told you they didn't actually swim in the sea. In fact, they didn't even visit the sea. They decided to spend the entire holiday in the bathroom. Not because they were sick, but because they found the water at the bottom of the toilet fascinating. They loved the way that the flush swelled the other way in Australia compared to the UK. Now, what would you say to your friend at that point? I didn't go to the Great Barrier Reef. I spent my holiday looking down the toilet. Wouldn't you want to shout at them, you idiot, what were you doing? I wonder whether Paul would want to shout at us, you idiots, what are you doing? Jesus Christ is like the Great Barrier Reef, except he goes on forever. He is this infinite person to enjoy and experience, to discover and delight in. But we spend our lives in the bathroom, fascinated by the equivalent of toilet water.